the second most scenic studio in all of WDRT, Studio B. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
And this is View from the Bleachers. Welcome to a snowy night, man.
Cold, too.
Yeah, feels like winter is back. I know we mentioned that spring was coming.
We lied.
I lied. Yeah. You can look outside and tell that is just that's just an untruth.
Yeah. So we're recording on a Thursday night, so all the news will be fresh tomorrow morning.
Yes, yeah. Friday at 9:30. If anybody's been paying attention, any sports fans out there can
there
tell that
isn't
it's,
any.
there is no sports. Yeah, we were talking off the air. Everything involving sports this week involves sports that aren't really being played, except for a little bit on the NBA, because there was an All-Star game this weekend. Everything else is the off-season of...
Everything.
Of everything. NFL off-season.
Hockey?
I don't know enough about hockey
to
tell
either.
You. People, you know, if you were asking me who are the hockey players, I'd be naming you guys, naming Eric Lindros. I know he hasn't played since...
The 90s. I can name a lot of 90s, and that's it.
Yeah.
No, hockey. High school sports. Are they wrapping up too?
You're kind of sort of wrapping up on the end of basketball seasons, end of wrestling season.
Yeah.
Youth wrestling ended. I can tell you that. That was that was a successful season all the way around. Baseball. Baseball off season. Spring. Yeah, I
know
really
you do.
Love. You can hear it in my voice every time I say the word baseball. For being considered a boring sport to watch on TV, I could watch it every single day. I could listen on the radio. I could listen to Bob Uecker sell me anything. I Brewers baseball is where it's at. So you could the offseason was full of changes in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I'm going to just talk about a couple of these for anybody listening at home, if anybody's a baseball fan out there.
Pretty much to kill some time.
grab yourself a pen and paper because I'm going to talk about infield shifts. Lately in baseball, with analytics, the infielders have been lining up, and outfielders, the coaches move them in exactly the right spot.
Right.
Guys just cannot seem to not hit it to exactly where the infielders are for a lot of these guys, which of course raises the question, why don't they just bunt? I've never seen one of these guys with an open lane down first or third just bunt, and they could walk to first base every single time.
Oh, sure.
But because of it was hurting the numbers. You're taking a lot of the strengths from a lot of these hitters away, being able to. So Major League Baseball has gone away from you have to have two players on each side of second base now, because before you could have three people on the left hand side. And one and the first base and
so the defensive players, the outfielders,
yes, the outfielders
field,
and infielders.
Shortstop. Okay.
Yep. Your third baseman and your shortstop have to be on that side of second. Your first baseman and second baseman have to be on the first and second base side. So it's making two man outfields a thing where you are essentially a softball rover. Short left has become a third baseman's playing where the shortstop is. The shortstop's playing at the... You have to be in the infield. So that's really going to change if you're watching.
So I suppose every player has analytics to a certain point where they know that 99% of the time they hit it this way or a short grounder or something to that.
Analytics have broke it down to on curveballs, pitch to the outside, this hitter always hits it to the left. So as a pitcher, you know, I'm going to just pitch him down and away, and he's absolutely going to hit it right to the third baseman who's playing short every single time. Or out if you're, so they've now made it so they have to play him even up, which is offensive. It's an advantage.
Yeah.
It makes for, like I said, you're seeing in spring training and some of these minor league baseball had these rules last year.
Okay.
Just to see how they worked. So you were seeing, you're seeing the left fielder come and play short, like deep shortstop. The center fielder and right fielder are just playing out in the outfield. It's really kind of interesting to watch.
It's going to be a serious adjustment, isn't it, for coaches and players?
All the changes, Major League Baseball. Baseball's such a repetition. 162 games. You get used to doing things the same way to get the same.
Right.
You really live in that. That it has to be this. Yes, it's a big change. It changes how pitchers are throwing. Changes how hitters are thinking. They are no longer concerned about I'm going to hit it right. I just know it. I'm going to hit to the – no, they now have the whole field to hit to again. So that should help hitting.
So batters, let me ask you this. So any batters – and I know enough of baseball, the basics, but so any batters that are talented enough to be able to kind of hit wherever they want, like Aaron Judge.
Yes.
He could hit it
– correct.
Probably anywhere he wants. Mm-hmm. So you can't plan for that no matter what pitch you give him.
Because even the best hitters they're still a shift. They were still they're just naturally – that's how a swing looks. That's how they hit. So you're able to move them against the best.
So even ones that – yeah, so the best ones,
yes.
You still have those analytics telling you,
yep.
No matter what, Aaron Judge hits it over here on these pitches.
That's correct. Hmm. Yep. And so this is – it's gonna get more runs produced. It's going to be – and actually you don't really know because –
they've never done it.
It hasn't been. It's been a long time since. It's been probably a decade of the shift. There's a pitch clock.
I was going to ask you about that. I heard about that.
Pitch clock is 15 seconds with no runners on and 20 seconds with runners on base. The pitcher has to deliver the ball to the catcher.
Then 20 seconds.
And I was looking up, some of the rules in there. It's the catcher. In the box has to get to the batter's box or to get to his set. The catcher has 9 seconds. The batter has to be ready in the box at 8 seconds, which gives about 5 seconds for the pitcher to set and deliver.
Jesus.
It's reducing the minor leagues. The games were 3 hours and 4 minutes long before this. Knocked it down to 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Which for a lot, I'm a fair weather baseball fan. Mm-hmm. I like the Twins. We all know that I'm a Minnesota fan. I can't watch baseball because it's a snoozer.
Well, and that's
for
where
nine innings.
That's
ago.
Where it'll clip it along. Where you're not, and along with that pitch clock, and the penalty is if a pitcher takes too long, it's a ball.
No.
If I believe there's like one warning per.
Sure.
And then if the hitter takes too long to get in the box and get set, make his adjustments, it's a strike. So you might see some real funky spots where a batter walks. Just because the pitcher was taking too long to figure out.
So when a batter is keeping an eye on somebody that's on first or third to be a runner.
Yes.
They got to work within that time constraint for that to happen, huh?
They do. And here's the other part. Baseball, two pickoff or step-off attempts per at-bat anymore. You used to be able to keep constant throwing over to first.
To keep them in check.
To keep them in check, slow down the game, keep the guys
so
from
running.
So
now you have to – it's like the red flag, challenge flag.
It is absolutely.
You only two of them to use it.
As a hitter, you're waiting for that. Okay, after he's tried to throw over here twice, I'm running. And as a pitcher, you're holding on to that one last one per at bat.
So it's more of a chess game.
Yes. So now you're getting a little more thinking involved in.
Oh.
So those two things should move the game up a little bit quicker.
How much flack or kickback are they getting from everybody?
Well, there was no issues big enough in the minor leagues last year that they didn't institute all of the rules. These were all the things that minor leagues did, including which was make the base bigger. The base is now 18-inch square. It used to be 15 square inches. It is now 3 inches larger, which doesn't sound like a lot.
But when you're trying to slide or anything?
3 inches on each side, so it's 6 inches closer from first to second. So you're going to see these close plays that the guy was just barely out. You're going to see a lot more stolen bases.
Sure.
Which stolen bases are pretty much gone from baseball.
Yeah.
It's been a number of years since it's become worth it. The analytics have said it's not worth stealing anymore, so players just don't do it. It's also going to cut down on those injuries. It happens real frequently in baseball. A guy gets stepped on.
No, sure.
Guy gets it happens because you're sliding into second and he's swiping.
Yep.
So, changes to the game because
aren't they talking about replacing the ump behind the plate?
They are bit by bit by bit.
Because I heard that
to the point
somebody was talking about this. Whether this week or last, about replacing it with a computer.
They have done that. There's a couple of minor league, independent leagues that have, it's expensive. Still inexpensive to hire an umpire. But what's happening is because Major League Baseball or broadcasts have done such a good job, they show you that it was a strike. They show you that it was a ball, so you know that the umpire just plain missed the call. So if the people at home know it was a missed, and the people, the, you know, the team knew it was missed, everybody in the stadium knows it was not the correct call. Eventually, you're going to get to the point of robot umps, but
or does do they have instant replay?
I don't. They haven't gotten. I was looking to see if they
would think that would solve some of that if they could challenge early. You know, once again, red flag.
And it's that thing where in baseball, the umpires, there's enough scouting on umpires that teams know this guy always
calls
it this. This is always a ball.
Right.
So if there's a challenge flag in baseball, it'd be interesting to see when they would actually, let's review that and find out that was actually a strike. Because you'd hate to see a game end on a challenged strikeout or, you know, was that a ball? You walked in the winning run. Nope, turns out that was a strikeout. So, yeah, it's going to be baseball. And the reason I bring that up is because baseball spring training started today.
Wow.
Spring training is this week, Friday, Saturday. Pitchers and catchers have been there for a week. Yeah, I don't have any Brewers play.
Where do the Brewers practice?
Peoria, Arizona? Glendale? Arizona. They are in the Cactus
isn't
League.
Isn't that like where everybody practices?
It's either the Grapefruit League, which is down in Florida, or in Arizona. There is no other team. It's the only way to get in and play enough people and have enough. Yeah, there's a large facility. You can buy I've always wanted to. It'd be such a fun way. Get out of Wisconsin for the winter. Go down to Arizona and watch a dozen baseball games.
Once you retire,
or just quit and frivolously run to Arizona for the winter.
Yeah,
Would be great. Yeah, it has always been. Yeah, so spring training started. So we're short month away from actual Major League Baseball.
So question.
Yeah,
I'm really into the NFL.
Okay.
So when they start preseason, they always start with 80-some players.
Yes.
Is that the same principle for Major League
Baseball? When the Brewers open up spring training, they're opening up. They have a 40-man roster.
Okay.
So it's all 40 of those guys. You're getting – they can invite anyone. There's non-roster. There's guys who aren't even on the roster.
So anybody – just
– anybody in their rookie to AAA to Major League team gets invited to the team facility, which I imagine is a – you know, a giant, giant place filled with baseball players.
Right.
And then about 2 weeks into spring training, the rookies start going to wherever rookie ball is. For the Brewers, it's Carolina maybe. And then a couple weeks after that, your AA and AAA guys start getting, or your guys who are just rehab guys, guys who are, they start moving them to the proper place all over the country. And then, then that last week you start to see that's what the Brewers roster is going to look like.
Because they, unlike football, they pull guys from anywhere during the season.
Yes.
There's no real cutoff in that?
No. If you're signed, if you're on the Brewers, you could go, they could be the single A guy having such an incredible year that they call him up. Or he's rehabbing at single A and they bring, you can also get him sent all the way down too if they're.
Right.
They have to be on the 40-man roster, so it takes a little bit of juggling. You might have to release somebody or make something happen to bring them up. But, yeah, so you'll see every year if you're watching the Brewer, you'll see a guy like, oh, that guy's going to make that big, big difference, and all of a sudden you see him, like Ryan Braun had an incredible spring training, and then a month into the season, they called him up from AA, and he was a rookie of the year and an all-star next year.
Okay.
So that's, like I said, we'll get super excited about baseball. Really.
You'll get excited about, maybe I'll start watching more now that we're doing this.
Well, here's the hard part. If you're a Brewers or a Twins fan, you are hoping that the Brewers and Major League Baseball and Bally Sports can get their stuff together so that you are able to watch. The only reason that I can tell that you would get that network is because they have the Brewers and the Bucks on there. I think the Twins might still be on Fox Sports.
Yes.
But yeah, I can't, as a Brewers fan, watch unless I get Major League streaming, which is not an inexpensive option. It's cool. You get to listen to a lot of baseball on the radio. No, I'm going to be stuck not being able to watch Brewers.
You can listen to it on the real radio, can't you?
Yes, of course. But, once in a while, I got to see two Brewers games last year.
Yeah.
Well, one was, two Brewers games was not out of 162 is not near enough. See what other non-sport. The NBA All-Star Game was this last weekend. It was not good.
I didn't watch any of it.
I was up on the NFL All-Star Game because I was surprised. It was great. NBA All-Star Game was terrible. It was the score was 184 to 175.
So no defense. Nobody was stopping anybody.
Well, you see better defense in pro-am games in the summer. You see them in summer leagues, in practices, in walkthroughs. I mean, as a fan, it's just you're watching guys do dunks where no one is playing defense.
I saw a highlight from LeBron toss it to the basketball for a pass to himself to dunk it. And you're like looking going,
and
why?
I watched it, and then what they don't show is the play directly after that was the next guy doing the same thing. The next guy for the Celtics who scored 55 points, Jason Tatum, took the ball on the next one, three dribbles, he threw it off the backboard, and he dunked it too. It was that kind of.
It's like almost like what the NFL has been up until this year.
Yeah,
there's no real contact. Nobody's really trying.
You have run out of reasons to watch the NBA All-Star Weekend. There was, the dunk contest was won by a guy, Max McClung,
that wasn't even on any team.
He was on a two-way. 4 days ago, was just in the G League for the 76ers. Was signed to a two-way contract so he could play in the All-Star weekend and do the dunk contest. He threw down some great dunks, but he's not an NBA player. He's just a really good dunker. So
he's not even on a team?
He plays for the G League affiliate, the minor league team, essentially, for the 76ers, and he's pretty good.
But he's not on the 76ers.
But he has played two NBA games in his three-year NBA career. It's along that line. There's got to be ways to fix a thing like that. For me, I wouldn't want an NBA player doing a dunk contest. Just put out a national ad, dunk contest, at just $1 million prize for the best dunker in the country.
Yeah, there you go.
Show me all the best dunkers all over in New York, Los Angeles.
You always see TikTok or YouTube videos of these guys.
720 dunks through his legs. Yeah. Doing that, I want to see. I don't really want to see.
Give some guy a break.
I don't want to see mid-level NBA talent and others that I do.
It's not, because the whole thing, just like the pro football or the football All-Star game, has lost its luster because it's such a expensive. I mean, it's your life, your career. I mean, you're making millions and millions and millions, and to risk injury,
correct?
You don't want to do it anymore.
And also, these guys don't want to lose. If I'd imagine LeBron James should win a dunk contest, right? He's amazing at. But if he finished second place in a dunk contest, it knocks a little hole in that legacy of the best ever, because some Max McClung guy.
The problem
can
is
dunk better.
Is that, you know, people like you or me who saw Jordan do this dunk.
Dominique Wilkins.
I mean, I even remember even as recently as Blake Griffin.
Yeah, jumped over a car.
Yeah.
Super. Dwight Howard.
Yeah. You know, but now it's like, I don't even watch it. I don't even waste my time.
And if you as a non-fan heard that LeBron James was going to be in, you might actually watch.
Right. It's like Tiger Woods in golf.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Also, the All-Star, I would like to see, just give me a 3-on-3 tournament in the All-Star game.
Yeah,
just
there you go.
Give me the All-Star captain. You pick your two buddies. You guys have a 3-on. Maybe that gets a little competitive, something to watch. But, I mean, watching guys not be interested.
At this point, they could just do a game of horse.
I mean, I would watch that, too.
Yeah,
I would,
the trick shots.
Do you remember the Magic and Bird commercial?
Oh, where off, the,
off,
off, the,
off the rim. Yeah. Off
that
the
was a McDonald's commercial. Yeah. I should have said that, but
I'd be much more interested in that than any and all part of the All-Star game. Yeah, no, sure. it was a pretty unexciting.
The only part I did watch was I think the beginning or maybe in the half of the game where they played tribute to LeBron and Karl Malone.
Oh yeah,
and then the one who got the.
Kareem?
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
That guy.
That other guy.
But it was all three of them, and they just introduced then LeBron, in the middle of it all. And it's like, that's cool. I didn't know Karl Malone was still alive.
Also, side note, Karl Malone might be the worst if anyone wants to look up why Karl Malone should not be the all-star representative of Utah, please look up Karl Malone as a college student. And just find that out and then be like, oh, he shouldn't be in front of people. That's a side note for a whole different non-sports show if anybody was interested. Do you want to do a quick little chunk of music?
Sure. Might as well.
Let me get a little bit of Boys Are Back in Town, and then we'll reconvene on sports.
Who sings that?
That's Thin Lizzy.
Oh.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Hold on. Technical difficulty.
Amateur producer. Producing amateurly.
What the heck? It's not working.
I mean, we don't really need to do it. We can just sing it.
Hey, here we go.
Just kidding. Enjoy. That's a good one. Every time.
Yep.
But we're going to talk. We're going to talk sports because we only do 30 minutes. I think if we did this more than once a week, we would just listen to full 7-minute songs as much as we can.
This is just a little quick. We're actually talking pretty good because we only have 5 minutes left.
5 minutes. That was quick for not having a sports thing to talk about.
Well, we didn't even talk about the Packers.
There's nothing to talk about.
Sure,
Aaron Rodgers was in the dark until Aaron Rodgers was in the dark until earlier today. ESPN was all over it. If you're a sports fan, you're good. You've got your fill, I promise, of Aaron Rodgers talk or Jets talk or retirement talk. I was convinced I wasn't going to say the word Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, or David Carr.
I got to bring it up because I think it's hilarious.
It's just this awful circle of now Aaron Rodgers' latest report is he'd like to come back to the Packers. Which
he didn't say that.
Yeah, someone did.
Somebody else did.
Close to the situation who heard about the situation.
On a side note to this, several of like the NFL Network guys were going, well, I don't want to upset Aaron Rodgers by saying anything that's not appropriate or not correct. So this is what I'm hearing.
Right,
you know?
Dude, I'd hate to make the football player upset at the media guy.
Because he did. Because Aaron Rodgers said that, a week ago, that... Well, I don't know about the so-and-so, you know, Adam Schefter
said
this. That's
their job.
They're not right. They're wrong.
The reason Aaron Rodgers is able to sign $50 million contracts is because there's an NFL network worth billions and billions of dollars that is propping up the sport that he plays in the media. So, no, we're not going to talk about what the Packers are going to do because maybe in the next week this will all have solved itself. And then we can just talk about what the Packers are going to do with the 15th pick in the draft and what Jordan Love looks like as the starter going forward. That'd be great.
Nothing's going to happen until Aaron Rodgers decides and makes it official. Until that happens, nothing's going
to
happen.
This is 100% in a Brett Favre situation. He's even going to go to the Jets. And it's just we did this 15 years ago. It seems silly 15 years ago, and it seems extra silly now because the Packers are, just like they were then, prepared.
Yeah.
They have a first-round pick waiting in the wings for this aged quarterback
who has
better days.
If Rodgers does not say and Jordan Love does do it, and then he's, like, great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really upset.
I mean, if Jordan Love is anything better than average,
yes,
they should have kept him because Aaron Rodgers, by all metrics, was barely average this year.
Yeah.
I think he's going to stay.
I think he's going to.
They're going to not sign Jordan Love's fifth-year thing, so this first-round pick is just a waste. They dump him first.
Minnesota picks up Jordan Love. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be fun. To watch Jordan Love beat.
Because Jordan Love wants to start.
Yes. Jordan Love, they say he's ready to start. And, you know, maybe they're just saying that because they don't want Aaron, or maybe they really wanted Aaron Rodgers to come back, so they're trying to say that Jordan Love is ready. This is why I didn't want to talk about this. It's too late. The silliest.
Hey, guess what?
The non-sports
issue. We only got like a minute and a half left.
Oh, that was perfect. Well, I guess for the third week in a row, we're going to put off talking about the Brewers roster.
I thought you already talked about that. No, you didn't.
We can
talk about it next week.
We can't fit it in the next 30 seconds, but we can absolutely next week. Because if anybody's listening on the radio, I'd assume spring training games pretty soon are going to be on the AM stations of your Brewers. So,
think so
maybe in the next week you're going to hear the names that we will talk about next week. So, I mean, other than that,
I won't.
No, I will. I will fill you in.
Okay,
I will.
Great.
I will have a list, and we can look at it together, and we'll learn what else happened. The Badgers won. They beat
Doesn't
Iowa.
Doesn't matter, does it?
I wanted that. Yes.
They're
Doesn't
now
matter, 16 though? And 11. Yeah, they're 16-11.
Okay.
Iowa. They're the same record as Iowa. Yeah. Tyler Wahl was good. Stephen Crowell did very little. Played for 12 minutes after we jinxed him, so good luck to him. Yeah, they're shooting the three, and they're back on the winning track, so they didn't look up.
Do they have to win out every game now at this point get in?
They need to win games in their Big Ten tournament. That's what it comes down to. Big Ten tournament, they got to win a couple games. You got to put some positives on your ledger and beat a team better than you. Otherwise, yeah, they're not a... 64 points is not a lot of points to score. Yes, you need to win. And then we can talk about them because they're right now, by all metrics, they are not a tournament team. They are an NIT team and not quite where you want them to be, but they lost a lottery pick. So, yeah. No, what are you going to do? They get about one lottery pick every decade, the Badgers do, and that's that. Frank Kaminsky was one.
Okay.
Devin Harris was one. Sam Decker was. And Johnny Davis.
Yeah, so sure.
That really does about hit us right at 20, right at the end. So go on, enjoy. Hit us up on the WDRT archive and then Spotify if you can.
No, not archive for us.
Huh? No?
No, it's actually a podcast.
Oh,
so
go to
it's
the
actually
podcast.
Right there. You go to our bio page and it's right there.
Boom shakalaka. Or if you're going through Spotify, you can find us there too. Thank you very much and have a wonderful week. Best show ever.
Thank you guys. Bye.